AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The final GOP presidential debate before next week's critical primaries in Florida and other states is being held tonight at the University of Miami, but Florida Governor Rick Scott says he will not endorse any of the candidates before his state's winner-take-all primary.
I'm not going to make an endorsement before this primary. I'm going to leave it to the voters. I'll decide after that what I'm going to do. But here's what I believe. It's about jobs.
Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton is talking jobs tonight in Durham, North Carolina.
We have work to do. We need more good jobs with rising incomes for hardworking Americans. That's why I'm proposing more jobs with infrastructure, manufacturing, and let's combat climate change with more clean, renewable energy jobs.
Campaigning in Gainesville, Florida, Bernie Sanders said the U.S. has a rigged economy.
The United States today has more income wealth inequality than any other major country on earth, and it is worse today than at any time since 1928.
President Obama is said to be closing in on a decision about who to name to fill a vacancy on the Supreme Court.
The president says he knows he needs to move quickly,
because I think it's important for the Supreme Court to have its full complement of justices.
A source tells AP that top contenders include three appellate judges with a record of bipartisan backing, Sri Srinivasan and Merrick Garland of the Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia, and Paul Watford, who sits on the California-based Ninth Circuit. After a meeting here, Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar said Obama's getting close.
We conveyed a sense of urgency, but careful urgency.
Still, Republicans vow there'll be no hearings on Obama's choice, and filling the opening must wait till his successor is sworn in. Mark Smith at the White House.
This is AP Radio News. The family of a black teenager killed by a white New York City police officer in 2012 went to City Hall today to demand the officer's badge.
Ramarley Graham's mother, Constance Malcolm, says it's time for the NYPD to fire the officer who killed him. Graham, who was 18, was shot in his home by a policeman who was chasing him in a drug case and said he feared the unarmed man was preparing to shoot him. This week, a federal prosecutor said there's not enough evidence to prosecute.
We are tired. It's 4 years, and I still don't have an answer to why my son is dead.
The NYPD says it had to wait until the federal investigation was over before beginning its disciplinary process. Graham's family settled a wrongful death suit with the city last year for $3.9 million. Warren Levinson, New York.
In light of a black man dying from injuries he suffered in a police van last year, hundreds of Baltimore City police officers will start wearing body cameras in May while they're on patrol. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.